Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. Why? Because it's going to be a healing service. Yes, we're going to pray against sickness and disease. So if you have any kind of infirmity at all, or you need a miracle of healing, stay tuned. I've got my special guest, Katie Sousa, with me from Expected End Ministries.
Hi.
Katie, I can hardly wait because we're going to see miracles today.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
And I was reading out of Isaiah 53, and it says that Jesus took our sicknesses. It says that he bore them for us and that he carried our pain. So if we have pain or sickness or any such thing, we know that Jesus 2,000 years ago on the cross bore all of that for us that we might be whole.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So now as believers then, we get to go and minister the work that he already completed. Isn't that fun?
Absolutely.
You know, I remember the first time I ever saw a healing miracle. When was your first time?
I think I was in prison at the time, and I was kind of experimenting on myself. I had a large lump on my hand, and I just was meditating on healing and on Christ and his healing light. And one day I was at mail call, and I happened to touch my hand because I would play with the bump, and it was gone.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I remember just a couple of weeks ago, Shirley Ross, she's the producer of our program here, and we were sitting in front of a television screen where there was revival meetings going on, and healing was being decreed, just the healing power of Jesus being decreed. And it says in the Bible that he sent forth his word and healed them. And as these decrees are going forth, she gets this tingling in her elbow.
God. Thank you, God.
And she had had a condition in her elbow, 8 years of tennis elbow. She's a very athletic person and loves to play tennis and all kinds of sports, but she couldn't play aggressive tennis because of this elbow. So she feels this tingling, and it starts to move it around. Realize it was a miracle of healing right through the television screen.
That's what I got today. I got, when I was on my way here to the studio this morning, that God was going to do some amazing healing miracles through this show today, because there's a media revival, and when the power of God is being released through the media, it's almost like it's strengthened, and it becomes even more powerful. As we're releasing it in the studio and it goes all across the world, it gains momentum. And it just explodes on people's televisions and their computers.
You know, I'm just getting a leading from the Holy Spirit right now. I'm just sensing, Katie, that we should just share testimonies of healings that we've seen and then minister those things.
Yes, amen.
So as you're listening and watching, get ready, because if a testimony is shared and you relate to that testimony, we're going to minister to that condition and there's going to be miracles. In fact, yesterday, before we came in to the studio today, we were setting up yesterday, and there was a miracle in the studio yesterday as we were preparing.
Amen.
So the very first miracle I ever saw, I was just a few days old in the Lord, and my neighbor's son had Crohn's disease. He was 18 years of age, had very terrible Crohn's disease, and he was in the hospital. And so my pastor, my brand new pastor, I'd only been saved for like 2 days, he came over to the house, and I brought my neighbor lady over, and I said, you know, here's the priest, let him, you know, share with you. So he believed that Jesus healed today and said, well, let's pray for your son. As we're praying, I get a vision of Jesus at her son's bedside healing him.
Oh,
and I said, I see Jesus healing your son. Do you know that he was a miracle of healing that day and never had Crohn's disease return? So I was just a brand new Christian. And right now, Crohn's disease and all kinds of gastrointestinal disorders are being healed by the power of Jesus' name. I release the decree right now in Jesus' name. And I stand on this word that says that your sickness he himself bore 2,000 years ago. And he carried away your pain. And right now, it's being carried away. In fact, I just sense someone right now is experiencing a miracle. And you're feeling the pain leave. But there's someone with Crohn's disease being healed at this very moment.
Amen.
Boy, I could feel that.
I felt that anointing rising up in my loins. Procreative power being released right now for people
Amen.
Who are watching.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's so amazing when you talk about the scripture where Jesus carries away our pains, right? Well, we've been carving out a realm of being able to break pain off of people's bodies.
Exactly.
We had a woman that came to one of our meetings that had chronic body pain for like 10 years. I mean, the kind of pain she said that would make you want to just die. It was that severe. Mm. And she had been prayed for by so many people and gone to so many meetings and not had any success, not had a breakthrough in her healing. And God had given us the name of a king that's over a spirit of pain.
You mean like a demonic king?
A demonic king. You see, the scripture says in Matthew that we are given an anointing to drive out demons and then heal the sick. Mm-hmm. It's in that order for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we need to drive out the demonic forces first, mm-hmm, before we can then be successful in healing the sick. And so when I started to do that, I started to rebuke all these demonic forces off of people, and,
right,
and I wasn't having any success. But Jesus says in order to sack the strong man's house, you have to first bind the strong man.
Right.
So God began to download in us that there is a strong man, that there are kings in the demonic realm. Mm-hmm. And underneath them in their kingdoms are the spirits of like pain and cancer,
right, and Jesus
disease.
Does talk in Matthew about, yes, there being two kingdoms, that there's a demonic kingdom.
Right.
So a kingdom is where a king has rule.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. In Ephesians 6, it says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots, which are kings, mm-hmm, against powers, and against master spirits. So there's the order of the kingdom of darkness that operates like an army, and the king's at the top. And then the powers and the master spirits are underneath him in his kingdom. You see, those spirits don't need to go until we remove the king first.
So is that what happened with this lady?
That's what happens with this woman. So God downloaded on us that there was a king over pain and over many other things. But one of the things is pain, and his name is the Satanic King of Babylon. So she came up, and I just said this simple prayer. I took dominion over her body. I removed this king from his position of power over her body.
In
Jesus' name. And then I commanded the spirit of pain that was underneath that king to leave. And she said she didn't feel anything. She went home. She thought, oh, well, nothing's going to happen. She went home. She woke up like 2 days later laying on her stomach, which is her favorite position that she's never hasn't been able to sleep in for like 10
wonderful.
Years. And she was completely delivered. So I just want to do that for everybody that's watching right now. I want to announce my dominion over your, mm-hmm, bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I take dominion,
Father,
over your physical body right now. And I take that dominion away from the Satanic King of Babylon. Because he's the king that Isaiah 14 says causes you pain. And there's a spirit of pain that's on your body that's underneath him. I dethrone him and behead him right now. In the name of Jesus now. And I command the spirit of pain, the spirit of fibromyalgia, the spirit of chronic body pain, of neck and back pain to go. Loose that person right now. I loose you from the spirit of pain now, in Jesus' name now, in the name of Jesus. Now, I just see, right now, I'm feeling an anointing springing up inside of me right now. And I'm seeing that pain, that spirit of pain going whoo, 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 off of people's backs, off of your necks, off of your arms, off of knees, off of feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're just being freed of pain right now, in Jesus' name. I still feel that anointing going toof, 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 to loose you from that spirit of pain now in Jesus' name. Wow.
You know, amen. I've been in meetings where you've been ministering healing, Katie, and you have got such a powerful healing ministry. And that whole teaching you have about, you know, taking dominion over those demonic strongholds,
yes,
is really powerful. And then,
yes,
ministering the healing into people's bodies. And we've witnessed many miracles under your ministry as,
yes,
you minister in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Power in the name.
I'm reminded right now of a testimony a number of years ago. And again, I was a fairly new Christian, and I want to share these because sometimes people think, well, you've got to be a real specially seasoned minister of the,
yes,
gospel in order to minister healing. But a lot of the healings that I saw initially were powerful miracles, and I was just a brand new Christian, you know. But I remember this one. This woman and her husband had wanted children, but there was health problems within her body, and the eggs weren't being released, and so there was no fertilization, mm-hmm, that took place, and the doctor said that they should look at adoption because, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So she was up in a healing line one night, and I was on the prayer team, and I laid hands on her, and she hadn't told me what was wrong. God gave me a word of knowledge. And he said, pray for this woman to have her ovaries released and the eggs released and for fertilization to take place. So I ministered healing into her ovaries and commanded the ovaries into alignment and the eggs to be released and called for fertilization. Do you know that this woman, she was just flipped out because she hadn't told me what was wrong. It was an accurate word of knowledge. Again, I was a new Christian, so this is for babes in Christ to operate in even, because the power of Jesus is so amazing. And within, I think it was around 2 months, I get this call from them saying, we're pregnant. You know, and now they've had three children. They're all grown up now, but they had three children. Now, I feel to minister to issues of barrenness right now. And for some of you, there is some physical problems, either in the woman or in the man, where it's keeping the eggs from being fertilized and, you know, maybe not enough substance available to have that connection take place. And for others of you, I think it's a demonic assignment of barrenness. I'm going to break both. Why? Because Jesus is a healer and a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of barrenness and any spirit behind that barrenness. I command that spirit to leave you right now in Jesus' name. For the woman right now that's watching this program that doesn't even have ovaries, I speak a creative miracle into you. Whoa, right now. And I command those ovaries to form and to be created. Let there be ovaries in Jesus' name. And let those ovaries be filled with fresh eggs. Fresh eggs.
Wow.
I love that. Oh, I feel
that.
Oh,
I felt the power.
In Jesus' name.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
There's a man watching, and your sperm count has been really low, and it's because of a health situation. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command that sperm count to rise up and for fertilization to take place through you in the name of Jesus Christ. Wow. Now, there's another woman I'm getting right now that you've had fibroid tumors that have been troublesome. They've caused you many problems, a lot of pain, a lot of bleeding, but has also hindered you from becoming pregnant. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of those fibroid tumors, and I speak healing into anybody right now that's been suffering from fibroid tumors. Tumors, you go right now in Jesus' name. And may the lining of, the lining of your uterus be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And for anyone that wants impregnation to take place, I speak blessing over that in Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen. While you're speaking, my body's just on fire.
It's so powerful.
The procreative power is being released. Amen.
Well, we have time for one more before we take a break. Do you have another testimony there?
Well, I have a couple of different ones, but I'll put them into one. When we got a hold of this revelation about this Babylonian king and how if we removed him, then healing would spring forth, we found that he was over the biological kingdom. Now, it says in Genesis that we have command over everything in the earth, the sea, the sky, and the creepy crawly things, the biological kingdom. So once we know who the king is over the biological kingdom, we can remove him and command things to die.
Right.
So right now, I remove the Babylonian king from off of your body now. If you have an infection, a disease that is a biologically based infection or disease, right now, I remove that king off of your body, and I command the bad biologicals in your body to die right now. Every bad biological that might be in your scalp, that might be a cancer cell, that might be some kind of an infection, pus, whatever it is. We've had pus die.
Whoa.
We've had pneumonias being instantly healed. We've had all kinds of sicknesses being instantly healed because we removed the king and commanded the bad biologicals. I do that now for you in Jesus' name. And I loose good biologicals and light into your body to heal you completely of whatever biological disease you have now. Now in Jesus' name, now. In the name.
We're going to go to a break, but just before we do, I want to say this. I'm sensing that there's someone watching that's having a real problem with this thing about the demonic kings and that, and you're saying, where is this in the Bible, and where do you find that? And you can contact Katie Sousa with the email address on your screen, because she has a whole teaching about it that's from the scriptures that'll help you understand it better. But the main thing is that God has revealed something to her that gives her faith to believe to release the power of Jesus. And that's why miracles are being released right now. So often we judge what we don't understand. And so be careful not to do that, but make inquiry of the Lord, because his ways are past finding out. And there's things inside of scripture that maybe you haven't seen yet, that when your eyes are open to it, you'll see yourself coming into a brand new place of discovery in all that Jesus is and all that he has. We'll be right back. Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12th to 14th, you'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12th to 14th, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there. Welcome back. Well, we're in the middle of a healing revival meeting right over media. It's exciting. But I've got this scripture, Katie, that I want to read. It's out of Matthew 4. I love the Bible. Yes. I love the Bible. Mm. And everyone should read it every day all the time because it's so amazing. It's full of life. Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life." So in Matthew 4, verse 23, it says, Jesus was going, that's important to go,
right,
throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
That's the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. Yes. Not just some, but every kind. In fact, everyone that came to Jesus was healed. Everyone that came to him that wanted to be healed was healed. The news about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Amen. And so the Lord, he heals physical diseases. Yes. He heals mental disorders, yes, emotional disorders. Mm-hmm. Spiritual problems. He's not a respecter of persons or ailments.
Amen.
He will heal anything and everything. 2,000 years ago, he paid the price. Now, we've been seeing a lot of people healed from schizophrenia.
Yes.
Bipolar, yes, diseases. It's just like it just started, a portal opened for it, and there's more and,
yes,
more all the time. And I know that you've got some testimonies of that too,
we're carving,
right,
out a realm on that, which is really exciting. And we're gaining authority once again. It's, you have to go
just
in
let
order.
Just let me ask you something.
Okay.
What do you mean carve out a realm? Because I know our viewers are going to want to know, you're carving out a realm? Well, what if I want to do? What,
right,
does that mean?
Well, when you're carving out a realm, it means that you've gained a foothold of authority in a certain area. And when you, by faith, take a hold of a revelation that God's giving you, and you go, wow, you don't really feel like God's telling me I can start praying for biological diseases or mental disorders. And you just go out there, and by faith, you begin to pray and pray for everyone you meet. Pray for all these different people. You'll start to gain authority in that area, and you'll start to carve out a realm, and you'll begin to see signs and wonders break out in that.
That
area. Yes.
And usually when you start, your faith will be tested.
Yes.
You know, because I know in most cases of great healing ministries, mm-hmm, they believe the word. They have tremendous conviction on the revelation that they've received.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go and pray for people, they don't see the manifestation. And sometimes the people seem to even get worse. So in the natural, that could discourage you.
Yes.
But if you're carving out a realm, you break through the resistance of the fear and the,
yes,
the unbelief that might hit and the discouragement, and you just stand on that word and you say, I've got no other eggs in my basket. It's like, this is it. I'm believing this word. This is it. And you just go for it.
And you'll get it. You'll,
mm-hmm,
get it. You just keep on pressing forward.
That's
and
right.
It will happen
and
for you.
And you do.
Yes.
So tell me about this mental disorder.
Well,
realm you've carved out.
It's once again, it's about kings, and I don't want to confuse people. They can contact us to get more details. But we found that once again, you need to remove a spirit first,
mm-hmm,
and then you need to release healing on people. And we start to see that people with bipolar, people with ADHD, people with,
whoa,
manic depression have been delivered of these diseases. So I want to do that for you now. I just want to release God's presence and power into,
mm-hmm,
your homes right now. Command the releasing of his presence and his power, because in his presence, that demonic force that has been afflicting your mind can't stand. And I take dominion over every demonic force and every demonic king that has set itself up on your mind, that's caused you to be constantly depressed or anxious. And I command those spirits of anxious, anxiety and depression and bipolar and Alzheimer's and Down syndrome even, and cerebral palsy even. I feel even a jumping of an anointing for that. All of those demonically induced diseases of the mind right now. Off.
Wow.
Off, people. I command you to loose everyone that's watching this program right now in the name of Jesus. And I loose healing on your mind. I lose healing and light and restoration on your mind right now in Jesus' name. We've had people that had ADHD and we were praying for them. And when I was praying for them, like this splurt of water came out of my forehead. The strangest thing ever had happened.
Wow.
And it was like there's a demonic king and he's over territory of the river of Arnon. And it was like that water, that bad demonic influence came out of the mind. And afterwards I felt like I was refreshed, like my actual brain had drinking a glass of ice cold water.
Wow.
For like 3 or 4 hours.
Mentioned ADHD, mm-hmm. as you were praying mm-hmm. earlier, I thought, wow, someone is getting an alignment right now
yes.
through that prayer. So
yes.
that's really awesome.
Yes.
Well, I've got a testimony of a okay. person who had kidney stones
yeah.
and they were in excruciating pain. And then the Lord touched them and mm-hmm. the pain left and the stones had dissolved.
Oh my goodness.
And I feel that right now there's someone that is suffering right now from kidney stones. And you're saying, that's me. And that's true, it is you. And I believe that God reminded me of that miracle so that you would have faith to receive yours right now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command those kidney stones to dissolve in Jesus' name. I command your kidneys to function perfectly and soundly. In Jesus' name. And I also want to minister to those of you that are suffering with like liver ailments and I see someone with actually cancer in your liver. There's cancer cells. I see they're loaded. But you know, cancer is not too hard for God.
Mm.
And in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of that cancer over your body. And I command those cancer cells to die and to leave
yes.
your body in Jesus' name. Right now. And we've seen many people healed of cancer, you know, and we're going after that because there's so many that struggle with it. But I see HIV and I see other disease. We've seen people healed of HIV and AIDS, you know, in Jesus' name, we just release the power of God. Wow. I tell you, there is a lot of healing being released right now. And Hep C, I'm seeing Hep C being put to fire right now. Do you know in Matthew 3, John the Baptist said that Jesus would come with a baptism of fire. And I see that Hep C being immersed in the fire of God right now. And it's burning up the dross.
Amen.
It's burning up all the chaff of that Hep C virus in your
yes.
body. In fact, you're starting to feel fire because I just started to get a sense of that. The Lord let me feel what you're feeling. Someone's sensing fire going through your body, and it's because the blood disease is being healed and the virus is being burned up. Wow.
I just feel like God was wanting me to share a testimony about a heart that had been healed. My husband was having an extreme heart attack, and on the way to the hospital, I was removing the kings that are over this heart attack, the Babylonian king, and when I did that, healing just rushed into his body. He started sweating and he started feeling all hot, filled with the light and the power of God, and he was healed.
Wow.
So I just want to speak to anyone out there that is having heart problems right now in Jesus' name. We believe
yes,
that
Lord.
We have authority over that
yes,
spirit
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We just command the Babylonian king off your heart right now. He's trying to cause you heart trouble.
Yes.
And I just loose you from that spirit of trouble that would trouble your heart and cause you to have a heart attack or angina or blocked valves or
Thank
whatever
you, Lord.
It is. We clear those valves right now in the name of Jesus. We strengthen your heart muscles. We command your heart to beat at its right regular beats and to be totally rebuilt according to how
Amen.
It was created by God.
Amen.
And we loose the light on the heart
oh,
to
I
be completely
love this.
Healed.
I
Amen.
Love it. Now, if you've got any ailment at all, just come up close to your screen and receive the love of Jesus right now.
Jesus.
You see, healing is an expression of his love. Why does he heal? Because he loves us. He loves you right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release the power of your love and the power of your healing touch to all my friends who are hurting or wounded or afflicted with any kind of sickness, with any kind of disease, because Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Oh, he loves you. Oh, he loves you. Just get another wave, one more wave. There you are. Whoa. Now, what I want you to do is write to us at info@xpmedia.com with your testimony, because I know that I know that I know that healings have taken place. Our God is an awesome God. Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12 to 14. You'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12 to 14, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there.
I feel like someone's under a curse of their finances. You've done everything. You're working hard. You're giving. You're tithing. You're being a good steward. But you're not having any success. And that's because the demonic principality has come and placed himself over your finances. And I command him off the finances right now in the name of Jesus. I command you be loosed. Be loosed. And everything that you own now and everything you're doing as far as giving to be multiplied in Jesus' name.
I just had a vision of a young man, and you're into astronomy. In fact, I just see you looking through telescopes and everything, and you've got books stacked up, and you're on the internet trying to find information about the stars and the planets, and you've been discovering God through this. You just love it. In fact, one day you're going to be teaching the very things that you're learning now. But the Lord's showing me that you also have a healing ministry, and he wants you to discover his ways of healing. So in Jesus' name, I release you into a journey of discovery of the healing power of Jesus Christ.
I just feel like there's a lot of people out there that are suffering hurts in their soul, man. You were abandoned, or you had a bad divorce, or you're having problems with your children. There's all kinds of different offenses or hurts that have come against a lot of the people that are watching the program today. And God just wants me to release a blanket of healing for you, because all those hurts are causing you now to have strife in your life, causing you to fail in all the different things that you're doing, causing your relationships to fall apart. And God wants to heal those things. He doesn't want you to feel condemned anymore, like everything's your fault and there must be something horribly wrong with you. He wants to come with his healing power right now. So I release healing on you in the name of Jesus, on your soul, man, on your mind, on your will, on your emotions. I take you back to the times when those things happen, and I cut off every demonic king or principality that would come in at your life at that time. Right now, I take authority over the attack that came against you through those incidents, through those offenses, and through those circumstances. And I release healing on your mind and your soul, man, on your emotions right now. I release Ephesians 2:5 resurrection power to resurrect your emotions and to bring them into Christ-likeness right now in Jesus' name. And I command you to be well in your mind, be well in your emotions, be well in your thought life now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus now.
Attend the next Growing in the Supernatural conference hosted by Patricia King. Experience the miraculous in Phoenix, Arizona. Register today. Space is limited. XPmedia.com.